Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey, the podcast where we cover all the pop culture we love to hate, from the classic reality TV moments of the past and present to the latest Daily Mail headlines and everything in between. We'll dive into all the infamous and notorious messes you can't stop watching. I'm looking at you, Jax Taylor. I'm your host, Ryan Bailey.
Reach out, touch faith.
These are clothes. You guys, welcome to So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. I am Ryan Bailey. It is Tuesday. You heard from me maybe this morning saying help. I'll fill you in on what's going on. But that, of course, is Northwest, the iconic Northwest. She was singing at her dad Kanye's fashion show, I believe, in Paris in 2019. So that was a little bit of her freestyle, which I think is amazing. And I'm playing Northwest because we are privileged to have somebody that I was so excited to talk to today. She is a friend of mine, actually, and I had no clue she was behind one of our favorite Instagram and Twitter accounts, at Nori's Black Book. So she has pretty much been tweeting thoughts from the character of Northwest for the last 8 years. And in 2 weeks ago, she was on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Kim and Khloe finally met her. And if you guys don't know, I do a Friday recap on this show. And, you know, I consider the Kardashians family. I might actually probably see them more than Rob Kardashian does at this point. No. I joke about the Kardashians a lot, but you only joke about the ones you love, except for Jax Taylor or Teddy Mellencamp. But I was so excited when it was, because it was a secret that this is who was behind the account. So it was very exciting. So today's episode, we get to talk about that entire experience. We get to talk a lot about her thoughts about what's going on in the Kardashian universe. And also, I just think it's really, I got to say, I think I love there's been a couple people in the last couple weeks that have really inspired me, because it shows that there's so much more to behind all this silliness that we do. Like, there's real dreams. There's like people with real talent. Like, Natalie is a flipping great writer. If you go on that account and read any of those captions, to me, that's art. And I can say that with a complete straight face. So good, so talented. And I can't wait. She's been on the podcast a couple times. So I cannot wait for you guys to hear her again, but also to take us behind the scenes, how it all happened, how she started the account. I think this is just a really great story that I think you guys, even if you don't like the Kardashians, which, remember, love them or hate them, that's still an emotion. And that's good. That's what we're trying to do in this life, is, I guess, have big emotions. So earlier today, I've been I don't know when I'm allowed to make this stupid announcement. It's not stupid. It's great. But we're switching a lot of things over. So I do have to say, if you're on Apple Podcasts, there has been some consistent issues happening over at Apple, and I don't know what it is, and I'm so sorry. What I would recommend, if you're not getting the episodes right when they hit the feed, unsubscribe and subscribe again. And hopefully, because how it works is, if you subscribe to the podcast, the minute I hit publish, it should go right to that RSS feed. If you don't subscribe, if you're just looking for them, sometimes it'll take 12 hours to show up on Apple. But I've been talking to people lately where they've been subscribed and the new episode isn't playing or it isn't up. And that is just bizarre. And it's hard because Apple doesn't really have an 800 number where so it's always like emails. It's always a process. It's really frustrating because I want you guys to hear it as soon as it's out, because it usually involves pop culture that's happening right then and there. So, and I've also got to stop telling you what I'm going to do the next day, because that never seems to happen. Bill and Becky Bailey will not be on today. They will be on tomorrow alongside a lawyer. We'll be discussing something fun, and I'll be doing a lot other pop culture stories. Just me. It'll be just me and you. I got a lot of stuff I need to catch you guys up on. And then we'll be closing out the week with other interviews. So I guess just please please keep listening. I guess that's the whole point of this, is because I'll just tell you when I'm allowed to tell you. I don't know how to say it, but just keep listening. Subscribe. Thank you so much for rating and reviewing me. 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, all of that jazz. And here is an interview with somebody that I just love dearly, that I've met through the internet. Natalie Franklin, the creator of @NoriesBlackBook. Oh, and also her private Instagram is @NatalieTheHero, and I'll put that on the timestamps as well, okay? I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.
Welcome to another episode of So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. Now, you guys know I do a Kardashian recap on Fridays after the Thursday night show, and I am exhausted sometimes after doing that, because after so many years of watching them, they are like family, and there is so many amazing things about them and frustrating things about them. And there is an account online that is always, I mean, I think it's cracked all of us up. And it was kind of like that Dumois kind of a thing, where I just was happy thinking it was Northwest this whole time. And then it turns out, on the Kardashian episode, like I talked about, she was revealed. And then I had an out of body experience, because I was like, I know that person. She's been on this podcast. She knows the Kardashians very well. So, ladies and gentlemen, the account is called Nori's Black Book. Of course, that is short for Northwest. But the name is very familiar to you guys. She is a Kardashian expert and a pop culture expert. Her name is Natalie Franklin. Welcome back to the show, Natalie.
Thank you. It's weird being here, like in this capacity.
You know, I guess that, yeah, of course. I mean, I guess the big question is, why all the lies? Why all the lies?
Oh my God, right? And protection, right? Protection, straight up.
I've never been so happy for, I've never been so happy and so scared for somebody at the same time. Because right. You guys, if you haven't watched it, she meets Khloe and Kim at the end. And I was like, is this going to be like a gang initiation? Are you going to get jumped? Like, and then you guys just had a nice lunch, but I was so nervous the entire time. Were you nervous the entire time?
I was very, very nervous. Because first of all, it happened in quarantine, or like, you know, when California was shut down. So that's why we're outside, if you were wondering. But also, I hadn't really even talked to people, let alone them, in forever. So it was a lot of like, I had nothing to say because nothing was going on in my world. I was at home most of the time.
By the way, that's how we should all come out of quarantine, is like somebody from the Kardashians is assigned to us and you're like, I got Rob. Oh, man.
Exactly. So that's what it felt like. And even like, I mean, what we didn't see a little bit is Kim comes to the table. She's like, what have you always wanted to ask us? And my question off the bat was, how do I take a good picture?
Like, and by the way, they taught you you took a fabulous picture, which you guys, I'll put on the Instagram when this comes out. You guys have already seen it, but you were posing perfectly. You didn't read nervous at all. I would have been sweating my balls off. You did not look.
I got to the place first. So I had time to like do some affirmations in my head and like tell myself, enjoy this moment. You deserve this. This is going to be fun.
You know you deserve it. Yes. I mean, so we got to take it, but let's take it back before we catch up to this. If you guys don't know, what she's been on here before is because she had one of the best Kardashian podcasts out there with Kathleen Lee, who's been on the show. It's called Say Bible, which I don't think you guys are doing episodes any longer, correct?
Correct, because I got kind of, well, I think Kathleen too, but I won't speak for her, but we got kind of burnt out because, you know, keep, I mean, kudos
why,
to you.
Why, the Car- that, why the Kardashians, they keep themselves pretty private. I don't know why you'd
right,
be doing
right.
that.
And, you know, I just feel like at the, we had a good time, but at the heart of it, I don't think either Kathleen and I are podcasters. And as you know, podcasting is a lot of work. It's a lot of hard work. And if you don't have like a spark or fun, like love it, it can get to a point where you're like, I need this to end. And on top of that, Kardashian stans are probably the worst people in the world. Like, it's like the Barnes, the Swifties, and whatever Kardashian stans call themselves. And when I say stans, I mean the people that think they can do no wrong. That's what I mean with stans. Like, the people that blindly are like you can say Kim probably shouldn't wear braids, and they're like, you're a hater. Like, that stuff is just like, okay, we can't even have, like, decent conversations.
It's so weird. It's like, you can't even, with Kardashian, it's like, I try to be as jokey as possible, but you can't comment on, like, they, it's like so gaslit too. It's like, wait, we all can't agree that Khloe has changed her face a lot. Like, we can't even agree that she's like, not even like physically, but just face tuned. We can't even agree on that. Like, we're not even supposed to say that.
And interesting enough, I listened to a podcast she did with when Simon and one of his friends had a podcast called
Simon Huck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And her and Malika were on because the premise was like they talk to people and they're best friends. I don't think they have it anymore, but I think it's like a one episode thing. And she even kind of made a joke like, oh, I met Simon five faces ago. I think I was on my second face when I met him. Like, right. And so I tell people, you don't have to be so fragile with these people. I think they understand they're reality show stars, and it's, you know, it's not Oprah or Mahatma Gandhi or Mother Teresa. Over there.
Well, I mean, with Chris a little bit, it's Gandhi. Kris Jenner's a little bit of a Mother Teresa. Well, it's so funny. I always even, this crosses over not just with Kardashians, but all reality stars, is that, you know, people don't understand is that they kind of not want, but they need us talking about them. They need this, you know, like every press is press, like, or every, you know, they are, the Kardashians always fool us, even fool me, is that I can't stop talking about them. They cover every base of anything pop culture. So, I mean, even if you look at it just basically of like Calabasas of how it breaks down with, and you get the Jenners involved, you get Brody involved, you get the Hills involved, you get David Foster involved. It covers everything, you know?
They really find a way to integrate themselves into so many other conversations and corners of pop culture where you're like, they're inescapable. So I think we had a fun moment with the podcast. Like, it was a fun, like, both of us had just moved back to our respective homes. We needed something to do. And then when it started not to get fun, it's like, okay, it's time to get out. And the show was ending, and like, it was,
but you even ended the Instagram account as well.
That, yeah, which was a hard work. I guess now that you know I do Nori's Black Book, you can understand why I had a lot.
Yeah. Wait, this is good. This is like some of my favorite, this is a question I've always wanted to ask if I ever interview musicians. How do you know when it's a song for the band, and how you know when it's a song for the solo album? Because Nori is you solo, I think, because it wasn't Kathleen. Yeah. And then the other account was both.
Right. And the other account too, I was, for the most part, all my captions were, unless I was being funny, they were all neutral. Like, it was mostly like, hey, this is what's going on. Goodbye. And I did that because, again, the stans who didn't even listen to the podcast would come in the comments there. And you guys are, you're so negative. I'm like, this is literally, I didn't even write this article. I didn't write this headline. I'm just reposting. like, it was just, and we had like a Reddit thread about how just terrible we were.
You can ride high one day, and then the next you'll be like, you're such a mouth breather. I can hear you on the mic. Just choke up a little less on the mic.
And I told you I started podcasting in part because of you. I would listen to your podcast and be like, oh, this sounds like fun. And I just did it as a fun little thing. And then when it was, I mean, I felt good about how we left because we didn't, it was nothing like we got terrible and then we had to end, or we like fell out.
I was scared. Like, I was scared to ask, because all of a sudden I was like looking for your account and I couldn't find it. And then I went to, I think, Apple, and I could, and I was like, oh shit. And I mean, just because of like, you know, my own, I mean, I was like, did something dramatic happen? I was scared to ask. And I was like, which one of you do I ask? Like, I was so nervous to even ask, because I like both of you guys. So I was like, oh no, I don't, you know?
Yeah, no, we still talk all the time. But I think it's funny you say that, because I think that's the Kardashians' fault, because they're so like, What's going on? If something even, like, there's so many people like, oh, we thought Chris shut you down. We thought you guys got a cease and desist. We thought you fell out. Oh, now we got tired of Kathleen or vice versa. But if you listen to the podcast, like, 3 weeks before we, and this is another thing, glad I can clear this up here. There's so many people like, that's why it ended so abruptly. Well, I announced literally the month before we ended, we will be ending in a month. Like, you got a month notice. Like, before Thanksgiving, this will be over. So get your questions in, get whatever you need. And I just don't like, understand how hard it is to run a podcast and an Instagram. Like, they just think it's,
It's like two separate jobs completely on top of like jobs that you don't usually get paid for. So, okay. So you have this, when do you create Nori's Black Book? Like what was the thought process behind that and who knew about it?
Okay. So I feel like I can speak so freely here. So I'll tell you like the real reason I created I'll tell you the emotion that went behind it. So
yes.
I used to love Suri's Burn Book back in the day. It was a super popular Tumblr page written from the point of view of Suri Cruz.
Character
used to just talk about other celebrity kids, mostly white kids, of course. And I loved it because it was my type of humor. But I always like, oh, I wonder what if you put black kids in here, or like, what if it was more? Because admittedly, some of the kids she talked about, I'm like, who is that? But I was like, it's just so funny. I'd love to do this one day. So cut to two things happen. One, Northwest is born, obviously, but I got this job at Gap headquarters, and because I used to live in San Francisco. And I absolutely hated my life. Like, I hated that job. And not so much the job, just the people. We all know people make the jobs what it is. And I just was so irritated and frustrated at work. I was like, I need an outlet. So Northwest is born. And then shortly after she come, the Kardashians come out that Babies R Us line, which is baby clothes. And they put North in it. And this is before they were showing her face. And they just showed like a onesie. And I was telling my friend, like, can you imagine being Northwest and you've got to wear this cheap ass Babies R Us clothes and you should be in Prada, Chanel, Balenciaga. And so then like a light bulb went off. I was like, oh, I can make like a Suri's Burn Book version, but I'll make it for North and I can do it in my free time or like when I'm really irritated at work, I can just dip out and do it. Like, it was basically because it's supposed to be my outlet. It wasn't really supposed to be the super popular thing.
Yeah, you were just going to do it to show your sense of humor and be able to speak from a different voice.
And start on Tumblr, and where I don't care about followers. I literally thought, if I get 100 followers, that'll be cool, but I just need something. And, like, Tumblr was a great place for creatives. Because it wasn't really about the person. It's more about the content. So, yeah. And that's literally how it started. And then one day, maybe a couple of years later, people were like, you should put this on Instagram, which was weird because Instagram isn't what it is today, right? Like, they have character limits. You can only post one picture. Like, Instagram was a weird place before.
When I was your age, kids, I used to walk up and down in the snow. Yeah.
Instagram was barely available for Android phones. Like, it was a weird time, but like one Halloween week, actually I was an extra on The Looking and I was just like bored. An extra on The Looking that week. And I was like, well, I'll just move it to Instagram.
I had no idea you were doing extra work is how I moved to LA. I was an extras casting director, which I mean, if you worked on as an extra, like it's like crazy town sometimes. It's like, everybody's asking for SAG vouchers. You're huddled around a pretzel snack, you know, like thing that they put out.
For the food. And like, I got paid extra once because they used my car. I was like, oh,
yeah. Or if they use smoke in a scene, they have to pay you a bump, you know?
Right. So I was like doing extra work. And so I was like, I'll just move it to Instagram, whatever. And that's literally how it just kind of made a turn. So that is like the story how North was born. And I, at the time I started it because I was a big Kanye West fan. Like, I've always been into the Kardashians, but I was like a big Kanye fan. I was like, this is going to be great. I'm going to give her Kanye's personality. And then, as you know, he kind of changed. And
We've had long conversations about Kanye before, you know, and both like have like deep love, but you know,
like a pull back a bit. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been an interesting journey, you know?
Exactly, the journey with him. So I, same with North, I made her a journey because first I was like, you know, Perez Hilton and Nicole Bitchy stuff, those type of blogs, celebrity blogs, gossip blogs are really big then. And I was like, well, maybe I'll make North like that character where she comments on pop culture headlines. And like, I had played with it for a while. And then someone in my comments said, this is a great idea, but you should just have her talk about her family because there's enough there. And then I was, oh, that's right.
I mean, it's so true.
Do I make her super pro-black like Kanye at the time? Like, I was really
like Kanye at the time.
when he was really out there for us, I was like, oh, am I going to make North like this little Angela Davis? And then that changed. I'm like, all right, well, her personality has to shift focuses a bit. And little by little, she actually became more like Kim and Chris than like Kanye. Like, she thinks she's the best thing ever, like Kanye, but she really a lot Kim and Chris, like about the brand and that.
Yeah, I mean, you explained it really well on the show, and really, you know, like to Kim and Chloe. I just always think it reminds me, like, I have an acting background, but it really reminds me of when you lock into a character and you really know that voice, so you can get anything thrown at you and you know how to respond. Like, I was reading some of it to the audience a couple weeks ago, your stuff, and you know, just even that farewell letter, you know, it's just so perfectly written because you know that voice so well. Like, you know these two things, so like it almost becomes second nature. And sometimes then it's even harder to write, in your own voice because you haven't sometimes fully discovered your own voice yet, you know?
Exactly. And I listened to that episode and you actually cracked me up. When you were reading it, I was laughing.
Oh, I was dying. You guys, they opened the Kardashian show with them like sitting around on couches, you know, as they do at their Malibu vacation rental for the summer. And they're reading it, cracking up. And then they get to the line about Chris's failed talk show. And Chris was like, it wasn't failed. I was taking over for somebody else. And, you know, but that's what the best humor is, that it's like so funny, but there's like a little bit of a barb, like a little barb, because it's truthful, you know?
Yeah. When I cringed when I saw that, because I hadn't seen the episode. So I saw it and I was like, oh, not reading it out loud. Like, it's different in my head, but it's
right. My nightmare is for any, I mean, it's like at this point, oh my God, like I did a Teddy Mellencamp from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She's coming back. So I did a change.org post where it was like, remove Teddy from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And somebody messaged me today. It was like, oh, Leah Michelle liked this. And I was like, what? Leah Michelle is like, and I was just like, I have no, but then I just got scared. I'm like, oh fuck. Cause at the end of the day, I don't want to hurt Teddy Mellencamp's feeling. Exactly. I think she's super boring, but I don't want to hurt her feelings at all. Like, there is no way I would ever want to, but at the same time, I got to put it out there, my thought or my joke.
I think that became my anxiety about the podcast. It's like, I don't want anyone to think I hate them. Or I think they're garbage people.
It's hard.
I think some people understand. You're literally just commenting on what's already out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what you and your limited vision or what they have put forward, what we have seen, you can theorize, and I speculate a lot, but those are only speculation. And like you said earlier, we sometimes make bigger stories in our heads and more dramatic stories because everything we get from the Kardashians is insanely dramatic. Like, they'll push these stories, whether it be Caitlyn, whether it be Rob's a recluse, like it's very dramatic.
It's very dramatic. Even like when Kanye and Kim were, mind you, I thought we could end the podcast when the pandemic started. Cause I was like, oh, this is perfect time because they shouldn't be doing anything wrong. They ramped it up.
They really ramped it up.
It got worse in the pandemic.
How frustrated were you in when they did air? And it was not this season, but last season, when all of a sudden we find out fucking Kanye and Chloe had COVID. And I'm like, why did you guys keep this a secret? We could have used you. We could have, like, right when it was like Tom Hanks came out as a COVID, you know, like, we could have used Chloe saying, this is serious. Stay the fuck indoors. Me and Kanye both got that was frustrating to me, I got to say. And they're like family. So I was mad at them.
I think the frustrating part of them sometimes is the stuff they choose to share versus the stuff they don't. Like, when you find out stuff, you're like, why didn't you say that? We've heard all about the private island party, and we heard all about this and that. Like, give us something that will be useful in our daily lives. And it's just interesting. Yeah. The pick and
it's like for them to wait too, for them, like, we'll save this for 6 months. And now when the season, it'll be a nice surprise, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So I can understand people's frustration. And you know, it's interesting. This next episode, we find out like Sate has COVID and maybe even North. Like, did the whole family have COVID?
Well, I mean, speaking of that, do you already have your post ready for when it's announced that North had COVID? Are you going to blame it on Courtney and Travis Barker potentially?
I'm definitely going to blame it on. I might blame it on Tristan. Like,
you know, that's like a petri dish. What's ever happening in that mouth? You know,
Tristan. He's been the hardest part of this season to watch. Like, I don't think Tristan's a bad person. I just think he has some maturity level, and there's some. His intentions, I have to question. Let me just say that, because why are you still here? You clearly do not want to be in a monogamous relationship,
which is totally fine. You have the option to not be. You know,
not do this, but you will not go away. It's the weirdest thing. So it's been a rough season.
Well, also, let me play devil's advocate. You said, you know, you don't think he's a bad person. I'll play devil's advocate. I will say he is a bad person, and I do not. Well, they've given him, you guys, I talk about this. They give him the hero edit. Like, all of a sudden I was so frustrated when I saw his talking head and he looked like he was all broad shouldered and he was like, oh, shucks. Oh, whatever you want. We're a team. You know it, baby. And it was like, oh, come on, dude. Like, he, and they're giving him the Scott Disick role. Well, where he'll be game for anything. We're like, okay, you want me to act like I see UFOs? Let's do that. Yeah. You know, like, you want, okay, let's do a fake plot line where I act like I'm buying shit from my house, from Chloe's house. He's game for anything right now, you know?
Oh yeah, because he gets to be on TV. Also, I say he's not a bad person. I'm on this new spiritual journey. I'm not trying not to judge people. But I like that you said they're giving him a Scott storyline, because yeah, they're giving him the Scott storyline when he hasn't put in his time. Like, you know, you just, this all just happened like a year or two ago. It's not like this has been like a, like with Scott, there's been such a journey, right? We've been on this like 14-year roller coaster with him. Tristan, you just got here. So you're not going to get the Scott benefit of the doubt or like the same treatment.
It shows how mentally ill I potentially am, because like, I'll make fun of Chloe, but like, I'm livid at Tristan. Like, I can't, it's like the Taurus in me. I cannot let it go. Like, every time I have a visceral reaction every time he's on screen, and fucking like Savant or Savar or whatever. Like he watched this guy, watch this guy cheat his, you know, friend. Now he's hanging around Chloe again. It's like, I get so frustrated for as much hard work as Chloe's put in on her body and all this stuff. And I hate to say, I'm not doing a Real Housewives of New Jersey where I'm saying she's a broken person, but I am saying there's like a lot of like evidence to guys that she picks not treating her as well as she wants to be treating herself, you know?
Yeah, 100%. I think everyone's rooting for Chloe, because again, we've been on the journey with her with the Lamar thing, and like the whole issue with, is my dad? Like, we've seen like every dilemma. And so I think it was kind of sad, even this season, she's admitted to having some self-esteem issues. And so I think we're all like rooting for her and like, let's go. You're a bad bitch. Come on. Da, 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 da. Cause let me tell you right now, if I was a Kardashian, I really wish someone would try me like Tristan has tried Chloe.
See, but that's what I want. I want one time for like just somebody to get there, because she's got everything on her side. Like, she's got
everything.
And this guy, she wasn't begging to get Tristan back, you guys.
Right.
Tristan was begging to get back with her, which also just shows you the immaturity level there of like, it's okay to like, you know, whatever, like, but you can have, if you're not with somebody, you can have sex with as many people as you want. They might think you're a little weird and a little disgusting and all that, but like, you can do that without getting somebody's full feelings involved. I don't know. That's the part that always blows me away. Cause I try to, don't you always try to relate your own personal life with the Kardashians? And it's impossible, because I'm a thousandaire, not a millionaire, you know? And
they're not normal. So yeah, but yeah, we've all been there. So I sympathize in that. But again, like, I think she is such a force. And like you said, it's so much going for herself that you can do whatever you want. You don't really need him, but she's got to figure that out on her own. And you know,
was there ever a part, I mean, figure it out on her own, but like, you know them so well. I mean, when you met them, were they like, why don't you stay on staff? Why don't you, you seem like you know what we're doing, like, advise us.
I wish they would have, because I would have had some great notes.
Yes.
I would have had some great, like for example, I mean, it wasn't out back then, but Kendall should not be the face of her own tequila. Like, I'm like, you could have just had this tequila and been the owner and nobody would have been the wiser. You could sit. I think the Kardashians have a problem collecting coins quietly. Like, you can make so much money just quietly, but, you know, they're the face of everything. And I think maybe pull back on needing to be the face of everything. That'd have been my first option. Because I mean, but I'm in no position to say Kendall's cultural appropriating or not on the tequila thing. But I do know it would have helped her not to be at the forefront.
Well, are you potentially saying that Kendall is not in the landscape of Mexico, finding the right Anejo and in the lab? I mean, it's just like, we know Kylie makes she grounds her own lip kits. We know Kylie does this. I know Kendall is out there perfecting the right
farming.
She's doing it farm fresh, agriculturally safe. And she's been, nobody knows this about Kendall. She's been doing this since she was 7 years old. And I think this is why but it's like, I was thinking, I said that last week, was like, does Kendall, like, do they draw products out of a hat and Kendall always just gets the bad one, you know?
Oh, Pepsi. Fine.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm like, because I'm not annoyed with the Kardashians, but I understand people's angst, because they're like, you know, I understand it. I get it. There's this perception that they take stuff from other cultures. There's this perception that they're just always in our face. And if like, and so any little thing is going to tip people off anyway, but I just feel like sometimes, like tear a page out of Beyonce and Jay-Z's book. Like sometimes they do a bunch of stuff you don't even know they're doing, or you find out later, oh, Jay-Z owns Ace of Spades.
Or Jay-Z donated $1 million over here and he didn't make a big deal out of it. Like,
yeah.
There are great periods of time where they just disappear and I just assume they're on a yacht and I'm happy for
them. Right. And then you come back and it's like, oh, they've been investing in this and doing that. So I think that would have been my only suggestion to them. Like, you guys have to be the face of everything you do. It actually might help you to play the background a bit, give people a break.
I have 1,000 questions for you, but how much time do you have? Because I'm already all over the place just because it's
I have maybe, of course I can't, maybe an hour?
Perfect. Okay. Cool. So, so going back, you put the account on and it's on Tumblr. And then does it immediately take off once you find that voice?
Almost immediately. Yeah. I remember a post. I don't remember what I said, but a post I did about Kris Jenner wearing overalls took off. Like, I posted it one night, went to sleep, woke up, and it was like growing. I was like, oh, cool. But yeah, there was never like a stagnant point. Like, I feel like immediately people got it, which was a blessing. Well, it's not that I cared, but
who knew? Who knew?
So when I started it, I told this guy named Troy, I used to blog with, and he lives in Toronto. He didn't get it. So he didn't really care. He was just like, I don't care. I don't understand this. And that really was the response I was getting from most people. That's why I just stopped telling people. Like, it was never intentional to be anonymous. But whenever I tell someone, the response would be, oh, you're pretending to be a baby. Like, well, you're making it sound weird. Like, and I kept saying, this has been done before. Like, Suri's Burn Book has done it. Like, but they wouldn't get it. So I just stopped telling people.
Oh, my God.
So it's maybe like a handful. I don't know.
It's so funny though, because it's like, even if I tell like my real, like I consider a lot of people on the internet my real life friends now, but like in my actual life before this, like I tell them like, oh, I do a podcast and it's like, it's doing pretty good. And they'll be like, it's awesome, man. Awesome. Like, what, acting? What is it? You know, and I'll be like, oh, it's like reality shows. They'll be like, okay, man. Well, anyways, I gotta go. Family's calling. You know, like they have no, they're like, oh, okay. So you're still not really found yourself. Okay. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, good for you, man. Good for you.
Network. Awesome.
Yes,
yeah. So that's really, yeah. Like, Kathleen knew because.
Okay. That's what I was wondering. Did Kathleen know?
I met her like right around when I started it, and we had a mutual friend, and she was trying to start her account, which she turned one of her girlfriends dressed up like Kim and Kanye from their paparazzi pictures.
Yeah.
So she would ask me, what should the captions be? And my advice was like, well, you're lucky because you don't need captions. Like, your visual
is enough.
I'm over here like agonizing over a caption. But that, yeah. So when I met her, I just started. But I was telling people then, And she's like one of the rare people that didn't think it was like weird. So,
How many years has it been then? It's been
almost eight.
8 years. So in that 8 years, was there any close calls? I was talking to Demois, the online, you know, like, and she's very scared right now. Like, not, she just like, well, she's yeah, like, she's like, she's changing. She's using her voice manipulator now, and she's mm-hmm. doing all of these things. And she has almost a million followers, which I think you do as well. And she's just like, I think it kind of ruins it. Like people wanting to find out. It's like, what then what? It's like, if UFOs exist, okay. If they exist, then what? What? Like, I mean, what are we going to do? Just worry about it? Like, what are we going to do if we knew it was Natalie Franklin from the get-go? You know, how were people trying to figure it out the whole time?
I could read comments and like, who writes this? But it's not as bad as, how do you pronounce it? Demois. It's not as bad as that because I'm not putting people's business out there.
Well, I thought maybe because there's like a fine line between talking about the Kardashians, I figured maybe one of them before this year tried to figure it out. You know,
No. I will say that about them, like, which is interesting. They never like reached out or like emailed.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Yeah.
Yeah, it was never that. They just, I think off the bat, they got it and just enjoyed it. My only close call or my only like, oh shit moment was one time Kanye took a screenshot of the account and posted it on his Twitter and his Instagram. And I literally was like, is this it? Am I getting ready to die? Like,
wait, was it, what was he like, you're going to die? What was he?
But offered it with no cap, no commentary.
Oh.
So I almost was like, oh my God, it's the end. This is it. It's been real, but that was it. He didn't, nothing else came of it. And then I was like, dang, can you at least tag me? Like, do you know how to tag? It's like, oh man, that uses social media.
Hey, can I walk you through this? You're going
to, oh my God. But yeah, he just took a screenshot of it and like posted it. And I was like, what does this mean? So
Oh my God. You do mention in the show that you said, I was cackling when you said Miss Jonathan blocked me immediately, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we're of course talking about the one and only food god, Jonathan Cheban, Cheban, if you're nasty. And and you call him Miss Jonathan, and you say that in them, and they don't even react. They're like, huh? Like, they don't even go, like, they just roll with it. Like, they don't even say, like, oh, you call him Miss Jonathan. Like, it was hysterical.
Yeah. There's a little bit of editing magic that happened.
No, but I was just like, wow, they didn't even have a reaction to Miss Jonathan. I was like, oh my God, I thought they were gonna like bust up laughing, and they just like went on. And I was like, oh, I would have loved if they were just like knee slapping, you know?
Yeah. Well.
So you can't say, but editing, they might have. Yeah, exactly. They might have.
Well, just how that conversation happened. They were asking me, like. Because we were talking about the account and like the reactions I get, you know, or is anybody, you know, kind of like the question you're having. And I said, I actually brought up Miss Jonathan and how Black China had blocked me. And so.
They love the Black China thing. Yeah.
I mean, they couldn't show how much they love that. But you know, oh, really? Oh, wow. That's a shame. Angela. it's just jokes, Angela. But I told them, I was explaining to them that I'm okay with them blocking me or whoever, because I don't, that's another thing. I've never tagged any of them because I've never wanted to like bother them. And it's not really for them. Like, I'm glad the Kardashians, whatever, enjoy it, but it's for the people that watch the show or know about the Kardashians. Yeah. So I'm fine. Miss Jonathan needs to block me because other people are probably tagging him in it. So if he needs to block me to enjoy his Instagramming experience, that's fine with me.
But I remember him like blocking me on Twitter and I was not tagging him. And I was like, oh, he's obviously just searching his name, you know?
Yeah, I think that's going to, but I even mentioned that too to them. I said, my character, Miss Jonathan, is strictly based off his diva like attitude on the show and on social media. He's constantly blocking people.
Yeah.
He's constantly getting into like fights or even messaging people these like wild messages. So again, like, I would basically was very clear explaining to them, nothing I write is me making it up. Like, everything I write
has a reason for it. Yeah,
exactly. It's based off their actions. So yeah, I was like, Miss Jonathan has blocked me, and that is quite all right. I get it, girl.
I mean, I, you know, I mean, if, we do have to take a moment of silence though for Miss Jonathan, that all the restaurants for the most part have been closed. So it's really hampered his cheese pulling lifestyle.
I can't wait. Go to Chicago and eat a big piece of pizza.
It's always melted cheese. It's always like the food where you're like, oh, this food actually does need promoting, I guess. Like, it's always just like how melted the cheese can be and stuff. So you're doing this account, you're making yourself laugh. You actually have a real job. You're doing all of these things. The pandemic happens and how does it, was it like on the show where they were all, they said you guys, they were all trying to figure it out. All the friends were trying to figure it out. And then I think, was it Jen that they said reached out to you or something and we're going to offer free KKW product?
Tracy
Romulus. Okay.
Yeah. So what happened was, it happened just like that. There's a little tweak, but basically it happened. So, and this is interesting. The day before my birthday, the show ends or announced they're ending. Then on my birthday, Tracy emails, reach out for, you know, KKW product. But I'm like, it's my birthday. I'm going to get drunk. I will answer this the next day, because I'm not like, I'm not grateful, but I mean, it's lip gloss. I will get back to this when I get back.
Yeah, they're not going
to
run out of it. Yeah,
exactly. I was like, oh, you know, tomorrow. So the day after my birthday, I'm super hungover and I get a DM from Kim and it was like, hi North, it's your mom. And I was like, oh crap. So when I watched the show, it's interesting. That might've been Tracy, because so many questions to the point, I was like, I know I'm hungover, but this is a lot of questions from Miss Kimberly Kardashian. Because
just,
it was like,
just to get the right shade of a product to send me. Yeah.
Yeah. But just to send me lip gloss, this is a lot of questions. So I was like, oh, I just responded to Tracy. She's like, great. Oh, we all love your account. We share it in our group chats. And then she's like, how do you know everything that you know?
Yeah, that, you guys, that was the thing. And I, if you didn't listen to the episode, you know, or watch it, they talk about how this person has to be in their inside circle because she nailed every piece of the information usually. So it had to be somebody on the inside, which is like, I don't think they understand that they've put so much of themselves out there that we all kind of, if we pay it, we all kind of know these things, you know?
Exactly. And that's kind of how I felt. I was like, and so anyway, we're DMing and I'm like, this is a weird line of questioning. Like, how do I know it? I was like, oh, I just watch the show. I read interviews. I listen to interviews. And she's like, oh, okay. It's so great. I mean, I can't even remember because, again, I was hungover and this is all the way back September. But I remember thinking, I don't want to like tell Kim I have to go, but I am hungover. Like, I can't continue this conversation.
Oh, my God. That'd be iconic if you said you were hungover. I would love to have heard her reaction. Like, oh,
hey, I'm hungover. Can we talk?
You should have sent that picture of her with the champagne bottle, the bottle in the club, the liquor bottle.
Like, but I think that might have been Tracy, too, because like I said, that line of questioning was very like, how do you know what you know? Da, da, da. So anyway, so I send the email. I send them my P.O. box, which might have threw them off because I send my P.O. box. And so a couple weeks later, I get an email from Tracy and I could see the preview of it on my iPad. And I'm thinking, oh, shit, I haven't checked my mail. Because again, no shade, it's lip gloss. So I wasn't like breaking my neck.
There's a bunch of melted lip gloss at a P.O. box in Sacramento. Yeah.
Right, because it's just, oh, PR kit. That's great. So I'm like, oh, crap, I need to go get it because I'm sure they're wondering why I haven't put it on Instagram or something, right? Because, you know, I'm still a professional. I know why we send people free things in this world because you want them to repost it. So I was actually pretty depressed this day. I was laying in bed listening to Mariah Carey's memoir on audiobook, actually. Like, my life sucks. Let me listen to like how glamorous my career is and my dear cheater. So I open the email thinking it's just gonna be like, hey girl, did you get this? Why haven't you posted it? And it was like, oh, and the girls would really like to meet you. Are you interested in coming to meet the girls on Keeping Up? We can blur, they're really nice. They're like, we can blur your face if you're uncomfortable.
Oh my God, that would have been so creepy if you showed up with a blurred face like that. Yeah. Oh my God.
No, so I freak out. I'm like, again, delaying the response. I'm like, let me go get this PR box. then I'll respond. So I go get the box and I'm just like, what is
Oh my God. It would be crazy if you went to get the box and there was like four Kim Kardashian's like guards there and they were like, get her, you know,
right.
a net falls over you. Yeah. We're going to the compound. Go.
Yeah. Yeah. So I go get it. Then I respond like, yes, I love to. That's amazing.
Wait, what was in the box? How much stuff? Like I love free
stuff. Oh my God. It's like, I'm not kidding, like 10 lip glosses. It's the whole collection.
Yeah.
10 lip gloss, 2 lip liners, the eyeshadow palette. I admittedly, which is crazy, I thought at most, before they offered me to go on the show, at most I was going to get like a handwritten note from Kim, like, hey, whatever Kim talks about. But I didn't get that. But anyway, who cares? And so I respond and everything happened super, super quick. Like, yeah. I responded. And we set everything up, and like within a week, I went out there. Maybe 2 weeks.
So, what was the trepidation? Was there any trepidation before accepting this? Like, was there like
I had no trepidation. It was almost like I understood divine timing because I always thought I'm gonna have to reveal myself. Ooh,
The divine timing. I love that.
Yeah, because I'd always thought I'm going to have to reveal myself, but what is the right time, how to do it? And I would think like, do I just pop on Instagram stories one day? Do I just make a post one day when she's like 13? Like, hey, it's been fun, but North has her own Instagram account. Like, I mean, you're into podcasts, like even Heather McDonald has reached out for me to go on Juicy Scoop and I didn't.
Hi, Heather.
Yeah. I didn't return that. Not because I love Heather McDonald. But I was like, well, it's not the right time. And like, I'm not going to go. Like, I think she offered to distort my voice. I can't remember the email, but I was like, nah, I don't feel right doing that either. So it just really was like an aha moment, as Oprah says. I'm like, this is it. Like, of course, this makes who could write it better to reveal yourself writing this? You write this popular Kardashian account and your reveal is on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it was too perfect. My only was that it's like middle of COVID. We've all put on COVID weight.
Oh my God. I mean, I can't like, it's been like the last couple of months have been me trying to take off the weight that I gained during COVID. But like, yeah, like I was used to like, I made this comment of like, I understand Adam Sandler's fashion sense now of just like baggy, like I've worn basketball shorts and like that, because like, that's just my outfit now. And I used to wear full outfits with buttons on them, you know?
Right. I have a Snoop Dogg shirt on and like some biker shorts and that's my thing. So that was hard, like putting real clothes on. I had to like beg my cousin to do my hair last minute. I had to get my eyebrows done. Like that was my only thing. Like, well, I look like a human.
Oh, they should have brought in like Ariel Tejeda. They should have been like offering to do your makeup and your hair.
Ben Atkins should have did my hair. Like, yes. Glam. If Courtney doesn't want to do glam, I'll do it.
You know, that should have been your, you know, like, I'll do it, but no makeup on any of us. So you accept it and they obviously fly you down or drive you down or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And then I'm assuming you meet in friendly territory, Calabasas somewhere.
Yeah. Near Calabasas. Exactly.
That's good. And I'm sure that all their production staff is like really nice and all of that stuff. And I want to remind people when something looks that beautiful as the Kardashians do, that's not just cameras. There's a lot of lighting and you don't have to confirm or deny this, but I'm saying like the hills, like these things are really well lit and not everybody realizes because it looks so pretty, but there's like a lot of lights that you don't see making things look that so the camera can pick up that kind of beauty, you know?
Absolutely. In fact, I even talked to someone, one of the staff or crew, whatever you call it. And I remember afterwards we failed. I said, my only worry is that I want to look good. And she was like, oh, they're the best.
You looked amazing.
Thank you. I was surprised too. I was like, oh my God.
And you even had cool sunglasses on when you came in. I was like, damn, look at the cool sunglasses.
I tried, even though, again, I couldn't buy anything new. So I've had those sunglasses on my Instagram before. And I'm like, I wonder if somebody's going to be like, she's always wearing those.
You should have. What if you, never mind. I was like, what if you showed up and you're wearing like a Reggie Bush shirt or like a Ray J concert t-shirt or something like that? Yeah, and just really.
Like a Lamar Odom jersey. Like, Oh my god, the disrespect.
Oh, I didn't even realize what I was wearing today. This is the only shirt that fits, though. You know,
the crew is so nice, and they get along with them so well. They probably would have been like, "Yeah, so we're gonna need you to change before the girls get here."
Do we know why? I mean, I know why, but do we know why Courtney didn't come?
I didn't ask, but I assume this is her off day, a day they said she didn't have to film.
She works all the time, Natalie. She needs a day off.
There was a poosh, emergency poosh meeting.
Oh my God, wasn't that a funny episode when she had the poosh meeting outside of Malibu and they're all talking back to her?
The poosh meeting no one wanted to go to, which is so hilarious. I love that the we think Courtney doesn't want to work. That staff is like, it's Friday? What are you talking about?
I like when people attract the same kind of people they are. And did you ask Kim and Chloe if poosh actually exists? I always have a theory that Chris just gave her like a fake website to be like, oh, look, you're doing so well, you know?
Like Arthur George.
Exactly. By the way, Chris, the poor woman's working to death on all of her children's brands, you know, ones that don't really want to put the work in. Was Chris Jenner involved in any of this in any way?
She wasn't. I think she was, from my understanding of just eavesdropping on everything, I think she was at the next location because she was asking where people were and they were like, we've got to go.
That's so funny. I thought, you know, I always think it's like pretty like it almost seems like not relaxed, but like I wonder how many scenes they try to fit into a day, you know, like that.
Yeah, I wonder too, but because my lunch was super relaxed. Like, I don't know. I thought a reality show was a little more controlled, and because, you know, I've never been on a reality show. I've never seen one film. So I assumed that they would be like, okay, now you guys are going to talk about this. Okay. Well, it was very like not controlled environment at all. It was just
Lunch last? We see like 2 minutes of it or something.
Yeah,
like that.
It was like an hour, maybe a little bit over an hour.
And you just ordered a salad and they're having like burgers and fries and stuff. I was like, oh my God, we're going to see them all eat salads. And we get to see Natalie like putting her fork around a bowl like they always do in the show. Because I always say, like, by the time you're like 35, you've spent like 2 years of your adult life watching the Kardashians eat salad. And then they have a fucking burger right there.
Oh my God. So let me tell you, our food comes. I take mine out. These assholes had burgers and fries. And I was like, I said out loud, oh, we're not eating salads today. Like, I said it because I'm like, excuse me. And so Kim goes, no, there will be no shaking today.
Kim's cool. Very aware. Kim's very, yeah. I mean, like, wait, do we know if we're going to find out this week if she passed the baby bar on the new episode?
We are, but I mean, it's a public record. So if you don't know, you can go find out.
I couldn't find it. Do you already know?
I haven't found out. I haven't looked for it. I think I saw someone look for it and they couldn't find her name.
Yeah. Oh, she might be under another name.
Maybe, right? But they said on the show that the test results are public. So it's not like,
yeah, that's what my friend who's a lawyer said too, but she couldn't find the name. So it must be under a different name.
Hopefully, because I don't know. I feel like this is what we're talking about, the COVID, right? Wouldn't she just tell us that she passed?
Well, that's why I'm scared. I'm scared she didn't pass, even though Scott Disick was helping her run flashcards a couple episodes ago. So, okay.
How do you lose with that study partner?
Okay. So when you sit, you know, we see in our conversation, they look like they were insanely nice to you. Was that real?
Super nice. They're like such girls. They love to gossip. They love to chit chat. They're fun to be around. I can understand why people are drawn to them. And then I can also understand why people lose their mind when they get kicked out of the circle. Like, I think that if you can, Scott had it made at first when she wasn't like the number one girl and she should just come in the group and leave.
Yeah.
But I understand now the pressure, but I it's like, oh wow, you guys are, first of all, they're gorgeous. Like, Chloe's a not.
Yeah, like how clean do they look?
I heard you say that on the show that you think celebrities get like some type of package.
Yeah, it's like they get some kind of weird celebrity scrub, you know, like they get special vitamins all of a sudden, you know?
Yeah, glowing. They look pure. Yeah, they
makes look amazing.
They look so good. And I was just like, I get it why people lose their absolute mind when they get kicked out of this group, because they're so fun and nice and you really do feel good being around them. But if you didn't have access to them in the way you did, I would totally get it.
Like, well, It's like, I mean, anybody that I hear that's around Kim, like she'll always take a picture with them. She's always like really accommodating. But I always hear that like about Bill Clinton was that like when you're around Bill Clinton, he acts like you're the only person in the room. He's like directly focused on you. And I imagine that sometimes is probably what they've, because it does seem like they do appreciate for as much as it is right now, they do appreciate where they've come from because it is really an insane trajectory. Were they like, okay, you get to ask us anything? Was there any of that?
Yeah, they were like, do you have any questions for us? And like,
I mean, did you pepper them with 1,000 questions?
Oh, you know, like you said, I was so awkward. It's very weird meeting people you've studied because you tend to not have questions. Like, what am I going to ask? So how's it going? You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, kind of, because you could have asked, like, I mean, I was like, are you, you know, like, hey, what happened with Jordan? Is it like, are you ever going to get worked out?
I would want to ask any awkward questions like that. Like,
I mean, you have to work up to that question.
Exactly. Or that's like the second, third meeting question. Like, yeah, now I've seen you third time. What the hell is that Jordan stuff about? But it was like very surface based stuff, right? Like, I think my first question was, how do you, because another thing is I wanted them to take me seriously. Like, I'm not here on some stand stuff. Like, I'm not like an obsessive, crazy person. Like, I'm a real human. I'm going to treat you like one. So like, I asked, like, how do you feel this now that the show is ending? Do you think you'll have more free time?
Did they bring up the Hulu deal? Did they bring up the actual show's not ending. The show's not actually ending. Did they bring that?
It actually hadn't come out yet. So they had to play it off like, well, I mean, it's not going to slow down completely, but I mean, I am looking, you know what I mean? So yeah, it was, I mean, I say it's like a real human type conversation.
If it's a real human conversation, like, did anybody fart during the meal? Wouldn't it be insane? Like, once I was around one time, the lead singer of Radiohead, and he farted, and I was like, no fucking, I was like, the coolest guy from Radiohead just tooted, and then he acted like he didn't do it, and I'm like, it's obviously,
wouldn't that be great? More so from God. Kim, I expect that from Chloe, but like, Chloe would be like, sorry. Kim would be like,
or she'd be like, Chloe, what did you do?
I was afraid though that Kim could smell. I don't have cavities, never had a cavity, but Kim has this hidden talent where she can smell cavities. So I was like, I really hope she's not like in her confessional, like, the one thing I will say is she had a cavity. I smelled it. You know,
that would have been amazing if when you leave, she's like, check your molars out. Just check them out. It's not.
You might want to make an appointment with
Hey,
you.
I really like you. I just want you to. And how does it end? Like, hugs? We see you take the picture. And has there been any Well, no, guys, we're leaving out the number one moment. The number one moment. The reason why we're all here is Kim goes, let's call North, and she FaceTimes North, and I was aghast because it says Kanye on the phone on the FaceTime. And I was like, is Kanye about to fucking pick up the phone? And then North picks up and she's like, I want you to meet one of mommy's friends. You know, this is Natalie. And she's like, not into it. She's just like, okay, hey, what's up? Like, it was the perfect North reaction.
It was. So what's funny about that is, so they call North and I didn't even know she had called Kanye, by the way. I saw that on the show and I was like, wait, we were calling Kanye? But anyway.
I mean, I was like, holy. And then in my head, I was like, of course. I mean, of course he's going to pick up. I mean, he's not just giving her phone to North, you know, like.
But I think that might have been what happened. Like, maybe the missed call, or she might have texted, so I want to talk to North now, whatever. But it's funny because she had already told North that she was coming. Like, we saw in the car, I told North, da 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 da. So the fact that she was even prepped on this and didn't care was the best part.
Beautiful.
So she calls North. Oh, yeah, let me meet. And so North, and someone asked me if that was edited shorter to make it look as awkward as it was. Absolutely not. It was that from the get-go. North barely could look at me, barely said hi, and I loved every moment of it. Like, it was
beautiful.
If she would have hung up on me, like, I don't have time for this. I'm eating ice cream and doing hot girl stuff. I can't talk, but it was great. Wasn't that just amazing?
It was amazing. And the thing was, and even today, you pointed this out, it's just like, she's just so good at, like, North is so, I mean, North is like coming for your account. Like she's already eventually you're going to have to hand the keys over to her. I think like give it to her on her 18th birthday or something. But, today, you guys, Kim posted, or like yesterday or something like that, posted Olivia Rodrigo sent her a package and she's like filming it. And the kids are in the background. She's like, Olivia Rodrigo sent this and she knows how much I love Driver's License. I play it all the time in the car. And you hear North go, no, you don't. Like you hear North like, no, you don't. And she goes, that's not true, North. I do play it. Don't I, Saint? Don't I play that Saint? Do I not play it? It was hysterical. She's really like that.
She's really like that. So when they, when they first got to the table, Kim was like, do you hear North calling me out on Instagram all the time? And I'm like, oh yeah, I told Kim, she hates you. She really does. And I love it. It's so entertaining. So, I love that. And I think that's such a blessing that the account turned out to be just like North. Cause I don't think it'd be as popular if it wasn't somehow turn out to be so accurate.
But see, that's the thing about anything that I think actually travels or has legs, because if you have a grain of truth in it, that's like when people really people recognize that truth, you know, and like that's what really makes things magical, I think, in life.
And I can't remember if it was on the show because I only watched it once and then I'm like, okay. But at some one point she literally was just eating ice cream and not talking, and I go, oh, North, your ice cream looks delicious. Nothing. And I think she might have said thanks a little bit, but just nothing. And then I looked at Chloe and I said, hates me.
And Chloe, Chloe calls True and she just has an hour conversation with you. You know, she loves, you know, can't be. You know.
Oh yeah. True's like the sweetest little girl. She probably would have chopped it up with me, invited me over to the house. North was like, hey girl, don't know who you are. I don't care. But she's 7 also. So like if I was Addison Rae or one of those other TikTokers, she probably had been like a more.
Please tell me. Please tell me you were like, what's going on with Addison Rae? Like why is she always just hanging around?
Like, I don't think it heated up just as much as when I meet it. But yeah, I'm like,
hey, was Scott, did Scott kind of like, hey, what's going on, you guys? I'm Scott. Okay. I know I only have, I got to try to wrap this up, but I do need to hear the aftermath of all of this stuff, because what I want to point out to everybody is that this wasn't just, like you said, a stan thing. It wasn't like a fan thing. The point of all of this was that Natalie's an amazing writer. This all comes from a really amazing writer. All of these posts are very well crafted. Like I said, if you read that goodbye letter, it is so well written, and all of her posts are very well written. And I think that's what's highlighted in this. And what I loved about the Kardashian episode was that Khloe and Kim said, like, yeah, what's next? Why aren't you going to be a writer? Aren't you going to be like, you should be, you're really, so what is next? Because there was so much love coming on that day, like just so much. Everybody was so happy. It was one of those things we were all in agreement on the internet, which is very rare that everybody was happy about this. So how are we capitalizing on this? We have to capitalize on this.
I was very surprised how many people were interested and how many people are like, yes. I mean, there were so many people that were like, I'm so glad you're Black.
That's very honest, you know?
Yeah, because, you know, we're sick of white women doing everything. Oh. We need a break. And also, too, I get it, because the way I talk about the Malikas or Dream, it would be very awkward if, like, a white man or a white guy popped up.
What if it was Drake this whole time, you know?
Aubrey's just like, but yeah, so I would love to parlay this into like full-time writing. I'm really trying to, like, you know, obviously I'm reading The Power of Now right now, so I'm like,
Eckhart Tolle, you guys, Power of Now is like, I have all of, I read self-help all the time, and
so I'm practicing trying to stay in the now and not be too concerned about the outcome and just take like really mindful action. So like you said, I'm saying yes to everything, to interviews and like just talking to people. So
that's how we got you, I guess. Jeez. Yes. Wow, thank you, Eckhart. Yeah.
Say yes. No, I'm just kidding. You know, I'd do anything for you. But I just would try to like stay open and not rush it. Cause I'll admit, I thought like it wasn't gonna be that big of a deal. I definitely thought when the show aired, I'd get all these writing offers or like Chris Rock will slide in the DMs and be like, I've got to work with you. You're so great. And it just didn't quite happen like that, which is okay. And so I'm waiting, trying to let stuff unfold the way it's supposed to unfold.
Well, do you have any samples beside? I mean, have you, I mean, cause like, I really like, you know, you nailed this voice so hard that it's like, you could nail five voices this hard. Like you could, yeah. Right? You know, like, is that something that you're interested in, like TV writing? Are you more late night talk shows? Are you, because I was even, I sat there then and tried to capitalize on it for you. I was like, okay, now they said it. So you got to reach out to Chloe and Kim, say, I love that. Is there anybody in the industry that I could send my samples to that you could actually put a word in? Like, I mean, is that stuff going on in your head?
It is. I don't want to like not abuse the access I have to them, but like, again, I'm trying not to be so intense and hands-on and again, let stuff happen the way it's supposed to happen because, you know, like I met Chloe and Kim in November. So if that was going to happen, they've had since November to I'm trying to say, like,
Play devil's advocate though. First off, Tristan's a horrible person. Second off, I get that, but sometimes you can be cool where you lose, like, not momentum, but you lose.
That's opportunity. What you're saying.
I'm saying like you, my friend who's like a producer on like a show or, used to work with Daniel Tosh. He was just like, you get one favor usually. It's like, make sure that favor counts. Like, don't, you know, like you wouldn't be like, hey, can I get more of those lip kits? you know, get more KKW. But like, I mean, you really are fucking funny. And like, the thing is, like, they really do have connections. At some point, I would just say, I mean, I just think that would be one of the things. Cause I mean, it really is so well-written. Like it really is.
That's really good advice. And I think, I need to start taking like more initiative because, I mean, it's all new territory for me because I've been so anonymous for so many years. So it's very new to be out in the front. But so giving your advice and
By the way, I don't want to sound like an asshole. Like, I don't know. Obviously, I don't know shit, but I just think you're like, it's so good. That's the only reason why I want you to keep writing,
I met Zendaya's dad on an airplane a couple years ago and told him about the account. And like, I was even thinking, should I?
I love that you're like keeping this secret, but you're also telling random strangers on airplanes about the account.
Zendaya's dad. I mean, you're not going to not tell Zendaya's dad.
He's not a stranger. We all know Zendaya's dad. Come on.
Yeah. Man. So I was like, should I text Zendaya's dad and be like, hey, I did a thing and now it's a thing. So to your point, I've got to reach out more to my network. Everything's happening so fast. It's just,
it'll slow down. You'll be able to take a breath here in a second, I'm sure. Okay. So just a couple Kardashian questions and we'll get you out of here. What was your initial reaction when they did announce the end of the show before you knew about the Hulu deal?
I was pretty upset. Like it's like the Simpsons got canceled or Saturday Night Live, like a show that I've grown to rely on, always be there, good or bad, because Saturday Night Live's not that great right now, but I still watch it.
Oh my god, I grew up watching it with my dad. I still watch every episode. Same. And now it's like 80% I hate it, I still watch it I even watch the season for every episode I've seen.
Every episode. So it's the same thing. I kind of was like, oh, because it honestly, it's a reality show that somehow turned into a coming of age reality show, and I'm roughly the same age as them, so I'm like, oh my god, like our world is changing. But you know, after a while, and then you watch the season, you're like, yeah, it's time to go.
I thought last week's episode with Courtney and Kim, and that little like, you can't even keep a nanny, Courtney. I thought that was like iconic, you know. Like,
it was so funny when you called Ray Mowgli.
He is. Before he cut his hair, you could just imagine him like jumping on people from like second story balconies, you know.
I have North saying the joke is that he bites people, so every now and then I'll be like, oh, you've been a Malika. We're gonna have to press charges. Every now and then, but I've noticed, which I understand because they've had such negative stuff going on. I've noticed in this season they don't dwell too much on like if there's a fight or the disagreement point. It was like over like that.
Yes. You got the scene next where Kim goes, haven't talked to you in a while and I want to apologize, you know, and like
I don't think you can't keep a nanny. No.
And I love Courtney does all of her scenes on her phone, like just looking down at her phone.
It's like, does she really think that? I'm like, didn't you tell us last season you had to get rid of a nanny because Penelope assaulted her?
I allegedly know firsthand a nanny that has been, you know, like allegedly.
All heard the stories from the employees. You know, if you read other, like, you know, Lipstick Alley or blogs, you hear some crazy stories. But yeah, and they were calling Chris the reason they were negative, and we didn't really dive into that like we usually would. Like, usually that'd be like a plot C line for the story, or, you know, for the show. But I've noticed they, and like, even if you didn't notice, so remember the Addison Rae storyline, when they started promoting that, there's this scene they posted where Kim and Chloe ask Mason, where does Addison sleep?
With mom.
They cut that out of the show, I noticed. And they cut that off the, you know, posting on social media. And I'm like, oh, okay. So, which I'm not mad at. Courtney has had a hard time on this show for like past three seasons. So I'm sure it's like, hey, let's give Courtney a break, if not like highlight her so much in that way.
Scott and Amelia, what are your thoughts?
That is just terrible.
Wild.
You know, it's just, the age difference is bad, and not so much the age difference. It's where you are in your life. A 19-year-old versus someone who's almost 40 just have different mindsets, different experiences.
As I get older, though, I even realize when I talk on the podcast, like even just in cultural references or pop culture references, I'm like, oh, shit. Like, you guys don't remember when Alanis Morissette came out compared to Olivia Rodrigo. Like, it's not like this hasn't been done before. And then you're realizing like, oh, my God, like Scott's like living with that. And this, I don't like Amelia for any, I mean, I don't know her, but I don't really love what I've seen of her on shows. And it's like, that's. And it just, it's also sad because we saw Scott talk about crap. Like we saw Scott this season talk about like every day I used to have to wake up and see you in the blogs and it broke my heart. And now I'm like, we know this is happening again with Kravis. And then he's with Amelia. All these pieces come together.
Yeah. And so it's not so like, if he was like 40 dating someone that, or if he was saying even someone maybe in their 20s, it still would be like, oh, here we go again. Right. But the fact that she's 19, you're like, can she live a little before, you know what I mean? Like, and he has three kids. Like, it's not just him and his age. It's all, he has a lot going on. A
lot of baggage. And
for
like
a 19-year-old to take on.
And he developed a pattern now. We saw it with Sophia Richie into this. And like, it is true. It's like now, whatever happens to Amelia, like, I don't think they're going to last. I'm not trying to be negative. I just see pop culture and how it works. Now that is going to be the guy she compares the rest of her guys to for the rest of her life. Like, because that's happened to like, friends that are girls, not with Scott, but like, just, like they date an older guy. And then that becomes like somebody that's there in their head is like a man. It's just really bizarre.
And I don't mind like kicking it or whatever. It's the committed, serious relationship part that I'm like, should that be happening?
He's dressing like a 6-year-old all of a sudden. Like, it's just, it's like, you know, even Mason's like, come on, let's age it up a bit.
Grow up. Yeah. Mason's like, grow up.
Well, we men, myself included, like I said, we are so fragile. We are so like, Scott wears all this on his sleeve, yet he always makes the worst decisions. So it's hard to feel bad for him at a certain point because he's invited all of this stuff in, you know?
Yeah.
You do not have to say what was said. Was there any conversation between you and Kim about Kanye?
No, that was the interesting part. No, there was no,
she never was just like, I mean, and there, so there was never like, hey, can I tell you a secret?
I wish. Hey, read these text messages and tell me what you think.
hey, what should I write back to Kanye?
Right, give me a good response for Kim Chris Jong-un, please. And they did say at the most, we just talked about how North is a lot like Kanye and they have the same personality or whatever. But other than that, we kept it real Kardashian.
And then I guess the last was just, you said it was an out of body experience. But seeing something that means so much to you and much to a lot of us, seeing how that all, like you said, all the lights and all that, like, it had to have been just one of those, you said out of body, so I don't even know what the question is, but just like how weird all of that had to have been. And then having to keep this secret up until 2 weeks ago, was that just insanity?
Yeah, it was all of that because I think meeting them would have been fine, but having to meet them for the first time and it's on camera was like, oh my God, this is like a lot. It was a lot to my sensory. Like, there's a camera here and there's a camera here. There's people around, like people that work on the show. It's not like they're like, all right, turn the camera on, bye. We'll come back and turn the camera off. No, there's like people around. So that was a weird part of it. And then because we kind of played with the idea of maybe FaceTiming with them before I meet, so it wouldn't be so weird. That never happened. So it was just a very like,
oh, fish I out of water. Hated that. Oh my God.
Out of the nest. like, here you go, girl, have fun out there. Because they didn't say, like, okay, when they come in, you're going to talk about this. They're just like, yeah, just wave them down when they come in so they can see you. That was it. That was my only direction. So it was a very, like, out on a limb type feeling at first. I didn't
but, know you know, like, you had to be mic'd up. They have to put a mic pack on you.
Oh, my God. I thought it was big time. I was getting mic'd up. Like,
yeah.
Oh, mic. Okay. Yeah.
It's always.
And then, you know, it's so funny because I do watch a lot of reality shows. And I said I was doing affirmations. At first, I was doing them out loud.
And oh, and they can hear it on the mic.
Yeah, I thought, well, not that. I didn't want to have like a Giselle dad hot mic moment.
Oh my where God.
They put on camera how they're listening. So I stopped talking all of a sudden. I was like,
What was that show, the documentary, The Jinx, where he went to the bathroom and admitted he murdered that lady? Right. You know, like you go to the bathroom, you're like, I've killed multiple people. And yeah.
Every episode of Intervention. The good reality shows get the hot mic where they put the captions down, like Married at First Sight, when Chris is like, let's go in this room where the cameras can't see us. Yeah. Like, you're still mic.
Did you ever say a joke that didn't land with them during the meeting?
No.
That hung in the air?
It's really hard to be fully yourself when you first meet someone. So
it just doesn't happen. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So like to your point, I wasn't like, hey, how's Lamar? You know what I mean? You're from Lamar? You think you go to his wedding? Like I couldn't. And even though they know my humor on Nori's Black Book, I just was like, I don't know how well it will translate in person. Although
has this affected you since in terms of posting as Nori? Like are you feeling uninspired?
Anxiety. Yeah. I'm not inspired. I have more anxiety just because people know it's me and they can just come to me and say, hey, your crap's not funny, or like, what's this? You know what I mean? It's yeah, different when I was posting anonymously. You get a little bit more freedom to put stuff out and experiment a little more.
Yeah. Your art. Yeah.
Versus now, because even in the comments, people were like, oh, I was so worried this account was gonna get change since you met them, like, you know, again, we talk about Kardashians always bring on this conspiracy theory, like there's people that were like, oh, they probably met her so they can shut the account down, or now they met her so she can not.
I think that was my favorite that, like, is Chris going to like sign you to secrecy for the rest of your life, you know?
Right. Oh, how many NDAs did you have? So I'm like, I only signed one, but I think it's pretty standard for being on a reality show type thing. So yeah, that there's a little bit more anxiety now since my identity is out. But like my first post was about Lisa Rinna. That was my first out of the closet.
Wait, no, I saw that one. What was that? It was
My moves may be hot, but my best move is letting my teenage daughter date Scott.
Yeah, so exciting. I'm so excited to see that part of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, when they get to that, me too. So she can pretend to be so upset. I can't believe Amelia. Sure.
Natalie Franklin, you have done it again. It was one of the coolest moments finding out it was you. And I think that was probably it for a lot of us. How do we support you? Everybody already follows Nori's Black Book. So do you want personal follows? How do we support you? And by the way, any writers out there, if there's any writers out there or management and all that, flip and reach out to me or to her, not for me to work, but like for her, like she belongs on a show, period. You know?
Period. Yeah, so Nori's Black Book, and then mine is Natalie the Hero on all my socials. But yeah, it's just a crazy time. Like even Cameo is reaching out to get me to start a Cameo account.
What do you do, like a little Nori puppet or like, you know, like how do you?
It's a Cameo for me.
So. I love that Cameo is reaching. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. They've been reaching out pretty consistently, and I'm just like, no.
What's that? These are clothes. Well, thank you so much for taking your time. I know you've been inundated this last couple of weeks, so thank you for making time for us. You guys, you know her, go support her for real. Like this is real shit. So we're very proud of you and just like you're a genius. Thank you. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Was that okay?
Yeah.
Betches.